Joe Gordon is probably through. Win, lose, or draw this year at the end of the season at Cleveland.
1959.
Carter may manage the team for the rest of the year. 1-1. Our hunch, Joe Gordon to manage Kansas City next year. And the Cleveland job may go to DeRocher, but also in the running, according to the rumors around here, are Freddie Hutchinson, who's at Cincinnati, and Charlie Dressen. 1-1. There's a high foul ball off the bat handle, off to the right, and out of play. Ball one, strike two. Bob Shaw, the White Sox pitcher, is up. Arston throws. Foul ball. 1-2. Ball one, strike two. Third inning, St. Louis 9, Los Angeles 6. We'll wrap them all up for you on the 10th inning following the game. 1-2. There's a bat handle foul off to the right, and again, out of reach of first baseman Tito Francona. Ball one, strike two. That is a ball. 2-2. Harshman unhappy about the call by plate umpire Bill Sumner. That's a ball. Ball three, strike two to Shaw. Ball three, strike two. There's a bat handle foul. Out of play. 3-2 to Bob Shaw, the pitcher, leading off in the White Sox ninth. Ball three, strike two. Strike call. Bob Shaw called out on strikes. Ninth inning. Aparicio, the shortstop, is up. Louis has two hits in four at-bats, a single and a double. One run scored. And one batted in. When Phillips scored all the way from first on Louis's double to right. Strike one. I don't know if you can hear that White Sox bench yelling on this microphone or on our crowd mic, but they sure are yelling it up. That's a ball. 1-1. Strike all the way around. 1-2 to Little Louie. Ball one, strike two. Outfield straight away, not too deep. There's a ground ball. Slow roller, Baxis picks it up, throws hard, and gets his man. Very fine play by Jim Baxis. Two out. Nelson Fox up. 0 for 3, walk once. White Sox 4, the Indians 2, ninth inning. Harshman sets. There's a fly ball out to left. Manoso's going over and back. Minnie hauls it in. Three up, three down for the White Sox in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Now we are going into the last half of the ninth inning. Batting first will be Woody Held. He'll be followed by Baxis. And then the pitcher Harshman will be due up. Going out for the Chicago White Sox, Al Smith is in left field. Jimmy Landis is in center field. And Jim Rivera is in right field. Bubba Phillips is at third base. Louis Aparicio is at shortstop. Nelson Fox is at second base. Ted Pazuski at first base. Bob Shaw is the pitcher. He came on in the sixth. And the catcher is Sherman Lauder, who also came on in the sixth inning. The plate umpire tonight is Bill Summers, the veteran. First base umpire is McKinley. The second base umpire is Soar. The third base umpire is Shylock. The Chicago White Sox, as we go into the Cleveland half of the ninth inning, have four runs on nine hits and one error. The Indians, two runs on eight hits and no errors. A crowd of 54,293 people buzzing with excitement now as Woody Held steps in. And there is a curveball, strike one. Held has been on base once. He walked and scored in the fifth inning. He is 0 for 2. He was the first man Shaw faced when Bob came in the sixth inning with two out, and he hit into a forced play. There's a high fly ball out into short right. Nelson Fox back in the grass, calls for the ball. He takes it. One out. And Jim Baxis is due up. He'll be batting for the first time. Jim Baxis, a muscular fellow, has a batting average of .233. He has 15 home runs and 34 runs batted in. He's at bat with one out of the ninth and nobody on. And there is strike one called. Strike one in the ninth inning to Baxis of Cleveland. Shaw throws. Strike two. 0-2. It is a no ball. Strike two count. The outfield is deep. It is straight away. Now the left fielder, Smith, has been motioned over to the left a little bit, and he's playing Baxis to pull the ball somewhat. 0-2. There is a fastball outside. Ball one. Strike two to Baxis. One and two. Bounces into Lawler. Ball two. Strike two. Two and two. There's a foul ball. Upper deck, back of the plate. Two and two. Ball two, strike two. Here we go. There's a liner, a soft liner back a second. It bounces to Fox, who throws to Aparicio, hoping maybe Louis can make the play, but he can't. And so, it is an infield single, not back a second base for Baxis. That means that the man coming to bat, Harshman, represents the tying run in the last half of the ninth inning. Jack Harshman, who came in as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning and grounded out to Kluszewski, and who stays on to pitch in place of Gary Bell. He is the fourth pitcher used by the Indians tonight. And with a man on base and one away in the last half of the ninth inning, that's Harshman in the batter's box now. We are getting a pinch runner. Webster. Webster is running in place of Backus. This is Ray Webster, an infielder. One out. Nelson Fox is pretty deep at second base. Aparicio moves over towards second. There's a ground ball foul down the first base side. Strike one. One out. One on. That's a ball. Ball one, strike one. White Sox 4, Cleveland 2. That's a ball. Outside. Ball 2, strike 1. Ball 2, strike 1. There's a line drive, base hit to right field. Webster held up a moment, now advances to second. There are Cleveland runners on first and second with one out, and Pearsall is up. We are getting a pinch runner for Harshman. Hardy, number 30, Hardy is running. Number 30, former pro football player, Carroll Hardy, is running for Harshman. So you have Hardy on first and Webster on second. They represent the tying runs in the ninth inning. And there is Pearsall, who has hit safely the last two times up. He singled in the fifth and again in the seventh. Lown and Staley are in the bullpen. Lown and Staley. Here is Pearsall. One out. That's a strike. Fastball. Strike one. Thrown by Bob Shaw. That's a ball. One and one. Ball one, strike one. There's a ground ball. Drew Fox in the short right. The runners start to move. The bases are full. A hard line drive, handcuffed Nelson Fox. He moved over as quickly as he could. Had he been able to make a clean pickup, it might have been a double play ball. It goes for a base hit for Pearsall, his third straight. And now with the bases full and one out, here comes Al Lopez out. Here is Al Lopez for Cleveland. Pearsall is on first. Hardy is on second. Webster is on third. With one out, Vic Power will be the batter. Jerry Staley is being called in. Coming in now is Staley. So far, Jerry has won 8 and lost 4 this year. He has been in 64 ball games. This makes his 65th relief appearance. He has pitched 113 innings.
I'm going to have to save it.
Vic Power, the batter.
A crowd of over 54,000 people absolutely rooted to their seats. Riveted to the edges of their seats at Cleveland. WGN Television. Here we go. Power is 1-for-4, an infield single. There's a ground ball. Aparicio has a steps on second, throws to first. The ball game's over. The White Sox are the champions of 1959. A 40-year wait has now ended. The White Sox have won it. The White Sox have won it. A double play by Louis. He grabbed the ball. He stepped on second. He fired to first. And pandemonium reigns in Chicago, I know. Start those sirens. Blow those whistles. Break that furniture. Do whatever you want. Lou Boudreau is down in the dressing room. You know we're going to have a dressing room show. You know that, ladies and gentlemen. The White Sox have just won their 15th game of the year from Cleveland. And a stunned crowd in Cleveland who had the bases full with only one out and dangerous power at bat a matter of seconds ago is now trying to file its morose and sullen and unhappy and semi-conscious way to the exits here. The White Sox dugout is crazy. And there is a shot as they go in the dressing room. And we're going to have a dressing room show for you in just a moment. And I'll be back in a moment with a recap on this game. Sox, the American League champions for 1959. Four runs, nine hits, one error. Winning pitcher win, 21-10. And for Cleveland, two runs, 11 hits, and no errors. The losing pitcher, Perry. Time of the game, I don't have any idea how long it ran, and I'm not going to go bother to look now. 54,293 people. It's all over in the American League. And we want you to stay with us now for the 10th inning, because you know and I know the 10th inning is going to be a real big ball down in that clubhouse. Incidentally, before I sign off, though, I want to say this. The White Sox are going to arrive on a United Charter approximately 1:15 now, we think, Chicago time at that National Guard Armory, which will be at 63rd Street near Central, I believe, southwest at the airport. That'll be about 1:15, and I'd sure like to...
Don't go away, because we got some service coming up.
Zach Brickhouse, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 10th inning brought to you by HFC Household Finance Corporation, America's oldest and largest company making installment cash loans. More about that later. Right now, down to the dressing room, the Sox dressing room, and here's Lou Boudreau.
Run by Smith that really gave us a little something to work on, and I think it was your home run. Get up here, young fella.
Come on now.
Get up here. I think it was your two fellas' home run that gives the manager that extra run to work on. And, Smitty, that ball felt pretty good that you hit one.
Yes, it did, Lou.
And I want to congratulate you on a defensive play of the night. When you threw out the no-throw...